Title: Siren and Stab Interplay in Transitions Advanced. Alright, welcome in. This is an advanced drum and bass transition lesson in Ableton Live, and we're going to focus on something that separates generic riser plus crash from a transition that feels performed, the interplay between a siren and stabs. Think of the siren as continuous energy, like a sustained shout that's always moving, and think of the stabs as punctuation. Little knife hits that answer the siren, tease the drop, and add that DJ urgency. By the end, you'll have a repeatable 16-bar transition template you can drop into breakdown to drop, drop A to drop B, or even a mid-track switch-up. We'll build a siren layer, a stab layer, a glue and control group, and we'll automate the whole thing so it escalates like it means it. Let's set up the session first. Create a MIDI track called Siren. Create another track called Stabs, MIDI or audio depending on what you're using. Then optionally create an audio track called Effects Bus if you like to resample, and make one return track called Long Verb. We'll use that return for reverb throws, not a constant wash. Now group the siren and stabs tracks into one group, and name the group Transition FX. This group is where the final choke happens right before the drop, the low pass vacuum, the mono collapse, the little gain dip that makes the impact hit harder. Before we touch sound design, here's a coach rule that will save you from clutter. Decide who's speaking. Pick roles. For example, bars 1 through 12, the siren is the foreground and the stabs are accents. Then bars 13 through 16, flip it. The stabs come forward, and the siren becomes a moving bed underneath. And enforce that with clip gain and faders, not just EQ. If both are equally loud the whole time, it doesn't sound bigger, it sounds messy. Cool. Siren time. On the siren track, load operator. Start simple. Algorithma to out. Oscillator is set to sine. A pure sine is perfect because it takes modulation really well without turning into fizzy nonsense. Set the amp envelope so it behaves like a controlled siren burst. Attack around 5 to 20 milliseconds so it doesn't click. Decay around 1.5 to 3 seconds. Sustain very low or all the way down. Release somewhere around 300 to 900 milliseconds so it trails off musically when you stop notes. Now, we're going to make it move in a way that reads as siren without eating the whole mix. Add auto filter after operator. Set it to band pass. Start the frequency around 400 to 800 Hz. Add resonance, somewhere around 0.7 to 1.2. Don't feel like you need to push it into self-oscillation. That can be cool, but it's a very specific vibe. Add a little drive, maybe 2 to 6 dB, just to firm up the tone. After that, add saturator. Analog clip mode is a great starting point. Drive maybe 2 to 8 dB, and then compensate output. Teacher note, do not let yourself confuse louder with better. Level match as you go, especially on distortion, or you'll make bad decisions fast. For width, add coarse ensemble or hybrid reverb, but keep it modest for now. We want somewhere to grow later. If it's already huge in bar 1, there's no escalation left. Now the siren wobble. You've got two good routes. Option 1. Use auto filters built-in LFO. Set it to sync. Try 1/4 or 1/8 or 8. Turn the amount up until the band pass sweeps in a way you can feel, but not so much that it disappears and reappears like a broken speaker. Option 2. If you've got max for live, drop an LFO device and map it to operator's transpose. Try a slow rate like 1/2 note or even 1 bar, and set the amount around plus or minus 2 to 7 semitones. That's classic siren behavior. Pitch movement that feels intentional, not random. One key DNB warning. Keep the siren out of the sub-range. If your siren starts owning 60 to 120 Hz, your drop loses weight. Don't negotiate with this. Put a Q8 at the end of the chain and high-pass it, typically somewhere between 120 and 250 Hz with a steep slope. If it's biting too hard, consider a small notch around 2 to 4 kHz. Quick advanced upgrade. If you want the siren to speak instead of just rising, do a crude formant trick. After the band pass, use a Q8 with a couple of narrowish peaks, like one around 700 Hz, another around 1.5 kHz, and optionally one around 3.5 kHz, and automate them subtly. You'll get that morphing quality, which reads super alive in transitions. Okay, now stabs. You can do this with a classic rave stab sample, a chord hit from Waveedable, or a resampled chunk from your own bass. We're going to go with a fast authentic method. An audio stab in Simpler. Drop your stab sample into Simpler. Set it to one-shot mode. For the amp envelope, attack 0 to 5 milliseconds, decay about 150 to 450 milliseconds, sustain all the way down, release 30 to 120 milliseconds. The stab should be a hit, not a pad pretending to be a hit. Add auto filter. Usually low pass works best, because you'll automate reveal later. Resonance around 0.3 to 0.8, and add a bit of drive if it needs attitude. Then add drum bus for smack. Dry 5 to 20%, crunch 0 to 10%. Keep boom off because we are not trying to add low end here. Push transients up, maybe plus 5 to plus 20 if you want that knife edge. Finish with EQ8, high pass somewhere around 150 to 300 HZ. The stab doesn't need to compete with your bass or your kick. If it's fizzy, do a gentle shelf down on the top. Now the rhythm. This is the entire point of the lesson. Stabs are answers, not constant spam. Here's a simple two-bar call and response you can start with. In bar 1, let the siren do a longer sweep, and place one stab on beat 4 or the end of 4. In bar 2, as the siren dips or changes, put two stabs, one on beat 2 and one on 3, and that gives you the sense of conversation. Long call, short response, and then a little flurry. For roller DNB, lean into off beats and pickups. Hits like 4 and going into the next bar, or a tiny early stab just before beat 1, create that pulled forward feeling. And here's a real pro detail. Micro timing. Pick only a few pickup stabs and nudge them 5 to 15 milliseconds early. Not all of them. Just the ones that lead into a new bar or a key moment. It creates urgency without adding more notes, and it feels like a DJ is pushing the record. Now let's make the siren and stabs actually interlock instead of fighting. First, sidechain the stabs from the siren. On the stabs track, add a compressor. Turn on sidechain, select the siren track, ratio 2:1:4:1. Attack 5 to 20 milliseconds, release 60 to 160 milliseconds. Then set threshold so you get maybe 2 to 5 dB of gain reduction when the siren peaks. This is not the typical pump to the kick thing. It's dynamic spacing. The stabs make room for the siren's peak moments, so the mix feels choreographed. Second, frequency handoff automation. Over the course of 8 to 16 bars, automate the siren bandpass frequency upward so it gradually climbs into higher mids. Meanwhile, keep the stab somewhat mid-focused for most of the transition. Then, in the last 1 to 2 bars, automate the stab's low-pass cutoff upward to reveal brightness right before the drop. That reveal feels like a curtain lifting. Teacher-style contrast tip. Whenever you push one parameter hard, undo it with something else. If you make the siren wider, maybe pull a tiny bit of high shelf down so it feels larger but not harsher. If you brighten stabs, shorten their decay so they don't smear. This is how you keep the last 4 bars from becoming pure white noise. Now for controlled chaos. Reverb throws. On return A, long verb, load reverb or hybrid reverb. Set decay around 3.5 to 8 seconds. Pre-delay 15 to 35 milliseconds. Size 70 to 100. Low cut 200 to 400 HZ. High cut 6 to 10 KHZ. And make the return 100% wet, because it's a return. Now automate sends, but only on specific hits. A great starting rule is, send only the last stab of every 2 bars, or the last stab of a phrase. Push the send up for that one hit, then immediately bring it back down. That's a throw. It creates depth and drama without drowning everything. If you want extra motion, put echo after the reverb on the return. Try 1/8 dotted or 1/4 timing, low feedback like 15 to 35%, and filter it so it's band limited. High pass around 300 HZ so the tail never competes with the sub. Another cleanliness upgrade. After the reverb on the return, add EQ8, high pass 400 to 800 HZ, low pass 6 to 8 KHZ, and if you want the tail to read clearly, add a small bell boost around 3 to 5 KHZ. That gives you air that doesn't wreck the mix. Now we build the pre-drop choke. This is the impact setup. On the transition FX group, add auto filter set to low pass. In the last half bar before the drop, automate the cutoff down like you're vacuum sealing the entire transition. Keep resonance moderate, around 0.2 to 0.6, unless you want a whistle. After that, add utility, automate width. You might start the transition around 80 to 110% width. Then in the last beat, collapse it to 0 to 20%. That mono choke makes the drop feel wider even if the drop is actually not that wide. And automate a small gain dip, like 1 to 3 dB right before the drop, to create headroom and perceived impact. Add a limiter at the end as safety, sealing at minus 0.3 dB. Minimal gain. We're not mastering the transition. We're preventing accidents. Here's a move that almost always works. In the last eighth note before the drop, cut the transition FX group to silence or near silence, but let the reverb tail keep going. That negative space is psychological. The listener braces, and the drop lands harder. Now let's map the whole thing onto a 16-bar tension curve. Bars 1 to 8 are established. Siren is moving slowly, medium width, not too bright. Stabs are sparse, 1 or 2 per bar, mostly dry. Reverb throws only at phrase ends. Bars 9 to 12 are escalate. Open the siren filter more, add a touch more saturation, and bring stabs in more frequently with syncopation. Add 1 or 2 automation accents, maybe a quick pitch spike on the siren, or a band pass jump that feels like a shout. Bars 13 to 15 are panic mode. Increase siren LFO rate, for example from 1/4 to 1/8. Widen the stereo. Stabs become bursts, but keep holes so the drums and bass still breathe. More throws, but stay strict about low-end cleanup. Bar 16 is choke plus release. Low pass closes on the group, width collapses to mono, and you can do one last huge throw on the final stab, then cut. Then the drop hits clean with sub and drums untouched. If you want an advanced variation for extra anxiety, try a brief polyrhythm moment. Keep the siren modulation straight in 1/4 or 1/8, but for a couple of beats in bars 13 to 15, place stabs in a three-step phrase, like every 3/16, and then return to the grid in bar 16. That wrongness creates panic, and the return creates resolution right before the drop. Another advanced method if you like performance, incision view. Make a few stab clips, sparse, medium, rapid, and mute. Use follow actions to randomly pick clips each bar while the siren stays continuous. Then record that into arrangement. You get a performant feel without manually drawing every variation. Now quick troubleshooting, because these are the mistakes that ruin this kind of transition. If there's too much low end in the siren or stabs, your drop loses impact. High pass harder than you think. If everything is drenched in reverb, nothing is special. Throws only. If the siren dominates, it'll steal focus from the drop. A siren is an attention magnet. Control it with automation and EQ. If the stabs don't have rhythmic logic, it'll feel random. Make them reinforce groove, off beats, pickups, and intentional gaps. And if your stereo is huge from bar 1, you've got nowhere to build. Start narrower, then earn the width. Two final pro checks. First, check your transition in mono at low volume. Sirens can vanish in mono because width tricks collapse. This audio version is shortened for playback.